Hey folks, a little congested. I think something snuck up on me. It's wild, it's all nasal. You know, your ear, nose, and throat are hooked up together, right? And that's what be bothering me. My ears be clogged. The top of my throat hurt. I'm all congested in the nose. I should probably see a specialist. It's been a week. I think I should be good by Friday, hopefully. I'm a lot better than I was. It's a head cold. But I mean, tis the season, right? We here. I'm going to actually record this, and then I'm gonna post it today. So you're welcome, Shantae. Yes. I had some other recorded content, but it was more so me just being ridiculous with a friend. I know those are great conversations as well, but we need to get back on task. First and foremost, of course, well, this isn't first. First, I acknowledge my sickness. Second and second most, of course, shout out to my new people. The people that's on Twitter that listen, hey, y'all. The people that's on Instagram and listen, hey, y'all. The people that be always listening, hey, y'all. Hey, everybody, what's up? Hey, Torrance is a little coldy. Congestion whooping my ass. Boy, I hooked that humidifier up the other night, so I should be good. I went on a cruise with the fam, and that first day was a what the hell? Okay. I'm sitting in it's a plane. I'm not in my typical record space. If you hear that buzzing, that humming in the back, it's the heater downstairs. Either way, I was on a cruise with the fam a couple weeks ago. Had to get acclimated to the diet, found some stuff to get myself together. Then got back, realized wasn't no food in the house, and didn't go to shopping until like the end of the week. And that's probably when that bug got up on me, motherfucker. But we gonna persevere, baby. It's what we do. We persevere. You know what I'm talking about? So today's topic is going to be a topic that was presented to me a while ago, and those that know me know I don't like talking about topics that people tell me about, but this was a good topic. It was a good topic. There's another topic that somebody said I probably will talk about later on if I feel like it. But this one, shout out to my friend Jam, one of my coworkers, old coworkers. I hope if she's still listening, this is for you. But if not, hey, thank her for this one. She had explained to me, shout out to Ray Ray and Man Man as well. she had explained to me about a situation that she was involved in prior to her marriage situation. Why situations always situations, Torrance? Anyway, she was involved in a situation, and it was basically a F with B type situation. Now, if you don't know what F with B means, friends with benefits. Basically, two people to come together to agree to just fuck, and that's it. We gonna fuck, we gonna have sex, and that's it. Nothing else. And you got to be careful with those. And she said it kind of didn't work out for the guy because he kind of caught a situation, caught a feeling. I got to stop saying situation. He kind of caught feelings when, you know, things were a little bit, were supposed to be clear, but that's typically how it go. And I was like, you know, that is a great conversation. That's a great point. But unfortunately, I can't really speak to it because I haven't actually experienced it. Now, granted, I've talked about marriage. I've talked about kids. I've talked about all sorts of shit on here. It's just my viewpoint because this is shit that I see, right? But this type of situation, you kind of want to, like, have a foot in that situation. I keep saying situation. That's the word. The word of the day is situation. You kind of want to have a foot in it to know what you're talking about because that's a heavy one. And so I chilled. I put that one on ice, right? I did. I sat on it. And then life started to happen. Things started to present themselves. And I actually came about some situations. There it is again. That happened that gave me some insight. And I figured, you know, why not talk about it, you know? And it's crazy because prior to the last few episodes, I think it was September. September, I recorded an episode, deleted it. Started another episode, deleted it. Recorded a whole 25 minutes, deleted it. And I was like, I can't do this. Because it's one of them topics. I don't know how long this is going to go. I'm already at 5 minutes, but still. And so I went back to listen to it because I had already I was going to post it. But then I went back and listened to it. I was like, I'm talking too much, or I left this out, or this is kind of dated. I don't like it. And so I just deleted it, decided to start fresh. So here we are. So yeah, my viewpoint, as with most things on this shit, is you just have to communicate. And of course, we know how that is. You communicate all day, but you also need to comprehend. We know that, yes. Because when you agree to do some things with somebody, you're basically agreeing that you're going to come to them and share this moment that society has made seem so special and so spectacular and so precious. And I don't want to diminish it for anybody that thinks it's that way. It is that way. Do your thing. But then the argument that I hate is that men think sex can just be this. And, you know, women are more emotional. Bullshit. I call bullshit. I call it. I'm calling it. Fuck that. Flag on the play. No. Yes, people do think about sex differently. I respect everybody who has a differing view on sex. It is what it is. Some people think it is a beautiful situation that should be shared amongst two people that love each other and hold each other dearly and blah, blah, blah. Other people think, hey, nigga, I just need to fuck. And that's what it is. I just need to get this nut off. There are women out there that think, I just need to get this nut off. There are men out there that think this should be a moment that should be shared between two people that love each other. I've actually witnessed a man say this shit to a group of women. Now, the way he said it, it was a little, he kind of shot himself in the foot. But, I got his point. I really got his point. That was the message he was trying to convey, and he conveyed it. He just didn't convey it in a way that seemed rather interesting. But, hey, more power to that brother. But for me, like I said, it's all about an agreement. So I had a situation, a couple of them. And one started off whereas a chick was peeping me, right? And I was like, okay. Found out she had some baggage. She had about three types of baggage. She had some kids. She had more than my regular allotted amount of children. And it's like, one kid, okay, cool. That's understandable. We grown. I'm almost 40. It happens. Two kids, we could talk about it. We could talk. We can have a conversation. Three kids. Are you serious? Are you serious? What I'm supposed to do? Work? Okay. And so that's where it was. I mean, I don't really know what I could do with that. I mean, I could do the obvious with that. And so we had a conversation. And it was just basically like, so we just going to fuck then? I was like, sure. Why not? Let's just see. Let's just try and see. I mean, we were. And it was cool. It was all right. I'll say that it was all right. I'm not going into detail because people be listening and know me and I don't want to go in and know. It was cool. It was just like some things. Like I said, some people just had a moments where, hey, what you doing? Nothing. Okay, I'm about to come over there. All right, word. And I knew it was a thing because, and I don't want to be too graphic, so I'll keep it on the surface. You know, I'd be sitting at the crib chilling, watching TV, and she would walk in and say some shit like, why ain't you ready? Oh, that's clearly what it let me know what it was. It wasn't nothing else. Wasn't no time to chill. Wasn't no time to talk. Just, hey, let's get this going so I can get up out of here. All right, word. But then what happened is, I guess, you know, she started to get comfortable. And I respect the fact that she saw this happening. And she kind of like removed herself from it in a way. And the kind of way she did it, she kind of seemed like she ghosted. And it was funny because I saw her and I was like, so we just ghosting people now? And she was like, what you mean? I was like, you just don't talk to me no more. I ain't seen you in a while. What the fuck? She's like, I mean, why does it matter? You got other hoes anyway. Why women always be worried about everything else that ain't got shit to do with shit? They always worried about I'm talking to you right now. God damn it. Shit. You got all this other go. I never said that. I'm talking about you right now. And then she finally just was like, I just felt like things was getting too deep for me. I said that I wasn't going to do something, and I found myself opening that door to walk in, and I didn't like the way that was going to make me feel. I said, you know what? I respect that. I respect that realization. I respect that understanding, and I get it. Will she come back? I don't know. It's been a few months. been a few months. I don't know. She claims she ain't got nobody. She claims she's still doing the same thing. We talk. We cool. But it's just like, I guess. I guess if a situation, here we go that word again. If a situation is good, and I think this is part of where they're talking about, you know, my view of how they say, you know, sex ruins friendships and shit like that. Sex don't ruin friendships. Sex does not. Sex itself, the act, insert, pull out, nah. Good sex will ruin a friendship. Good sex will have you questioning some shit. Good sex will have you wondering some shit. Torrance, what's good sex? Nigga, you know what good sex is. For a man, it don't take too much. A couple of strokes, I'm done. The end. For a woman, though, yeah. For a woman, though, when she's held and caressed and touched and stroked and felt and loved on and touched and kissed on and made to feel a certain way. And I mean, I guess it is that emotional attachment, but at the same time, it goes both ways. You gotta look at it differently, right? So my theory is, I got a lot of theories, we know this, is that, you know, men are taught to fuck. That's it. That's it. They taught to fuck. They taught to kill, conquer, fuck. That's it. Get into it, bust that nut, move on. That's why you think about whenever you kid, when you was younger, how many niggas would be talking about, man, I fuck this many chicks. I fuck this many chicks. I fuck this many chicks. Nigga, you ain't fucked, you know, that many, like, it was a running count of chicks who's getting fucked. And I'd be like, I guess. Women, however, are taught to please. And history shows you this. Always cater to the man. Always make sure the man is taken care of. Do this for him. Do that. They're taught to please. Men are taught to fuck. Women are taught to please. However, most recently, as of late, these days, the roles are kind of switching on one side. And it's throwing the game off. Whereas women are actually learning how to fuck. And not be, and don't give a fuck. And men, they still in the same place. And it's like, wait a minute. Are you supposed to be? Nah, nigga, I'm good. And now he's sitting over there looking like Marcus Graham after Robin fucked him and dipped out. And she left that $20 over there on that bedstand grabbing them sheets. Yeah, that's real. That's the game, though. That's the game. That's how it is. I ain't mad. And another situation I was involved in, she was feeling me, too. We had a conversation, but she's a little younger, and it was just more so like, you know, nah, there's a few more things that you need to be dealing with, and we're not in the same type of situations. I keep saying that fucking word. It's the word of the day. And she's cool, and she was understanding. She's, of course, we still fuck, of course. And this situation is more so just like, it's showing me the attachment. Well, you know, women are more emotional than men. You know, y'all can just fucking be done with it. But then you talk to her and you'd be like, well, what do you want? I just want somebody that I can fuck on, I can travel with, I can lay up with, I can smoke with, I can kick it with, I can do shit with. But he ain't my boyfriend. What? You want everything but the title. But that's the kids these days. And it's crazy. I say the kids. She's not that young. She's grown. But it's just like, wow, that's really the mindset. So that goes back to what I was saying. Women are, I guess it's bigger than this, just the sexual act, but it's their whole concept is changing. But then for years, niggas have been talking about, I want a woman that's not going to hold me down and not going to be all over me and shit. But then now they doing that shit. It's like, nigga, what the fuck? Me? Nah. I'm good. I know what I'm bringing. I know what... I hate that nigga. I'm not going to say that. I just had a thought. I know what I'm bringing. I know what I can do in that situation. And it's basically the best move that I've made. And the best advice I could probably give is just to stay firm to your word. Don't waver. Don't dilly-dally. Don't do none of that shit, because if you do, that's when motherfuckers get different, get difficult. Like I said, they say sex confuses things. Sex doesn't confuse things. Good sex confuses things. Bad sex just makes shit awkward for a couple of days. Think about it. Think about this shit. Think about a motherfucker. Everybody listening right now, if you've ever been in a situation or felt in a situation, something like a situation, because the word of the day is situation. If you've ever been involved in something like that, where you stepped outside of your normal relationship, friendship with somebody, and actually got into the throes of passion, and it wasn't good. So now y'all two just like, you goofy around each other because it's like, well, we're not going to talk about this ever again. Okay, we're not. And then you see each other and then somebody like starts acting weird. Yeah, it's weird. But then think about a motherfucker who actually made you feel a certain way. And I guess that's kind of what it is. They make you feel a certain way sexually. Oh, that's crazy. Because again, that's that emotion that's attached to sex. They make you feel a way. They've brought you to ecstasy. They brought you to climax. They brought you to this moment, this peak, this place that you were told only should be felt by, you know, someone who is, you know, that number one spot and all that other bullshit, I guess. But then you think about the person that did that, and now it's like, you calling them every day. You wondering what the fuck they're doing, where the fuck they at, and all this other shit, or why they haven't spoken to you and shit like that. I guess so. I once upon a time went for a year without doing anything physical with somebody else. Because it was just like, it was too much of a headache with chasing and thinking and women and doing shit. I just wasn't, I just was, no. Because I realized, like I said, at that time, I'm like, look, if I'm about to have sex with somebody, it's either going to be somebody I'm really, really into or somebody I'm really, really not into. It's pretty much the part I'm really into, like we talking, we like each other, we possibly working towards something. Like, yeah, let's do this. But if it's somebody that's like, I'm really not into, it's like, hey, you want to fuck? Okay, sure. I like you enough to do that. That's another thing. I'm no longer having sex with people I don't like. And I don't see how motherfuckers do that shit, because that's crazy as hell to me. How you have sex. Like, this is the one time that I believe sex is a personal thing, it's a special thing. How do you do this thing with somebody you don't like? Nah. But then I guess that goes back to just wanting to fuck. I mean, shit, they still look good. I fuck. The niggas do that shit all the time. I fuck, nigga. I swear I fuck. Are chicks doing that these days? I think they are. He an asshole, but I still give him some. They say that shit. That's crazy. But yeah, that's. I'm at 18 minutes. I'll stop it right here. That was pretty much it. That was, yeah. I don't know. You got to be honest. Everything's about honesty, man. You know, be honest with what you want, what you can deal with, what you can handle. You know? Because that's how shit get fucked up. That's how feelings get involved. You got to put up a wall. Like, I remember I read like a list of things to do one time when you're in a situation like that. It's like, never stay over, never get completely naked, never like hit them up at certain times and all this shit. Keep it this way. Keep, like, somebody's talking about keeping it like a business transaction. I mean, literally, that's what it is. I remember I heard two people were doing it one time years ago. And I remember I had talked to both of them individually. I was like, yeah, I heard you start talking to such and such. They were like, talking? I don't know about that. That ain't what we doing. I was like, oh. Oh, wow. And I talked to the other person. I was like, yeah, I heard y'all was messing around, you know, whatever. It's like, I mean, that's all it is. It's nothing else. Oh, I ain't mad at that. These are two people that came into it as an understanding. I ain't mad. Hey, how do you feel about this? I always wonder that, because they be talking about, if you just want to fuck, just say that. Like, if that's all you want to do, just say that. Like, them women be talking about that shit, but they ain't going for that. If a nigga, if I just walk up, hey, you want to have sex? No, nigga! No, see? Mm-mm. But yeah, that's interesting. With everything, just be conscious of what you're doing. Keep your head. If you ain't built for a situation, don't do that shit. That's the best advice. If you ain't built for a situation, don't do it. At this age, you're supposed to know whether you built for some shit or not. And if you ain't built for it, don't even do it. Just live vicariously through somebody else. There's plenty of people out here living vicariously through me. It's crazy. But thank y'all.